back at it again with 82 Seconds with Cuddy. This is episode 2. I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. If you listened to the first episode, I thank you. If you haven't and this is your first episode, thank you. But go listen to the first episode. Don't be rude. 82 Seconds with Cuddy, and we are here. If you don't know, I'm doing a contest right now. I'm going to be on TV on February 26th. That's when I go film for me to go be on TV. I want to take a supporter with me. So if you're listening to this, you have a chance to come with me on set as I go on TV. I'm bringing one special. I want to bring one special supporter with me. I don't want to bring somebody who I be with on the regular. I want to really give you guys a feel of what I'm doing inside of my life and kind of bring you in on side, because this is a new thing for me. I've never been on TV before, so that's new. And I want you guys to come with me. So 82 Seconds with Cuddy, episode 2. You now know about the competition. Don't say I didn't tell you. All you have to do is screen record or screenshot, if that makes you more comfortable, you listening to 82 Seconds with Cuddy and sharing it with a friend. So make sure you send it to me on Instagram at TheOfficialCuddy, and we can get your name put inside of the hat for you to come with me to New York City as I make my first TV appearance. That was a good announcement, huh? I guess that's a good way to start 82 Seconds with Cuddy, huh? Telling you I'm going to be on TV. All of the hard work is crazy, but I'm going to get into that later. You know how I start my 82 Seconds with Cuddy podcast. We got to start with the moves. So we're going to go there first. I'm going to give y'all advice as I normally do. And then we're going to talk about the Wilder fight. Super insane. It's crazy. Bow Wow versus Nick Cannon. That's been a topic that's been going on. So we're going to talk about that. And then to end it on out, you know we got to touch on this, and you know Cuddy's going to talk about it. We got to talk about, is Pop Smoke comparable to Biggie Smalls? It's a big comparison, I know, but we're going to talk about why that's not really a comparison. It's just something that was being said. 82 Seconds with Cuddy, man. I hope y'all are ready for the ride. Now let's get started. And we're going to start, of course, with Cuddy Moves. Moves with Cuddy, whatever you want to call it. I like Cuddy Moves, though, or Moves with Cuddy. I think I'll go with Moves with Cuddy. But this weekend, I didn't really do too much. I was, you know what I'm saying, prepping for Cuddy TV, trying to make sure we got all of our episodes right. We got 5 new episodes coming out this week. So if, after you're done listening to this, go subscribe to Cuddy TV on YouTube and make sure that you tune into all of our new episodes. We got a lot of new shit coming. We got a lot of dope content also. But so I went to Sunny Live. It was this Thursday. It was at Lita and the Swan on Chestnut Street. Never been there. Couldn't even find the venue when I first seen it. But then when I walked inside, it was like magnificent. It's like they're trying to hide it on purpose. It's like a hidden gem inside of the sand. Sunny did a 2-hour set. That was great. The people loved her. She had a live keyboard guy, I believe I'm saying that right, keyboardist, I'll say that. My guy Bell was playing on the keys, and it was just an amazing night, you know what I'm saying? We both never been to the venue before, so it's both a new experience for us. You know, we've been around the city for a long, long time already. But that event was great. It was everything that we needed to see. You know what I'm saying? We've been working so hard for so long. It's for her to get a 2-hour set. It's like, all right, people are really starting to take us serious out here in these streets. She just dropped a new song too. We're Rolling. That's on iTunes and Spotify. Everywhere else that you want to get it, you can go get it. Sunny, Sunnie. If you want to follow her, Sunnie. Sunny. And that event was real dope. I plan on going back if they invite me back. I would love to do 82 Seconds with Cuddy podcast live. Like their stage, they had a wraparound couch with red velvet on the couch. They had lights on the stage and a stage with the lights. You know what I'm saying? It was like a good space. They didn't have no food, but they had drinks. So you're going to get fucked up and then you can go next door and go buy food. Facts. But hopefully in the future, Lita and the Swan, Cuddy Live, you know what I'm saying? 82 Seconds with Cuddy Live, maybe. This is me throwing it out there for y'all. So if y'all want to do business, let's do it. Sunny Live, it was definitely a dope time. If you haven't, again, go check out Sunny. She's on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, bitch. Everywhere you can type in Sunnie, you can probably find her. So that was the moves with Cuddy. That was over the past weekend. That was dope. So expect to see me at Leading in the Swan soon. Hopefully. We're going to manifest that right now. If it happens, remember this podcast episode, number 2. Moving on to my advice tip, guys. So I'm on TV now, or I'm going to be on TV. And I only felt like it was right to kind of give you guys a little bit of advice on how it happens, so maybe you can manifest something that you want to do. So this week's advice tip is kind of like going after what you want and making it happen. So shout out to my guy kicking it with Ty. He's on television in Philadelphia, and he inspired me, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, I was looking at him and I was like, you know, I know him, like, we're colleagues, so it's like, if you can do it, then like, so can I, kind of ordeal. And it's always been a dream of mine to go on TV. So I just, you know, I reached out to him and I was like, you know, is there any advice on what I could do to get on TV? You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you doing it, so I know it's not impossible. And he gave me some feedback. So I reached out to a couple of people. I did a little bit of research and I came across this TV network in New York City. One thing kind of led to another, and then now I'm about to be on TV, you know what I'm saying? I get my first interview. We're going to talk about 82 Seconds with Cuddy. We're going to talk about Cuddy TV. We're going to talk about the journey to get here. What's just been going on inside of my life in the past year, you know what I'm saying? So that's February 26th. Don't forget, enter my contest. Screenshot or screen record you listening to the 82 Seconds with Cuddy podcast. Don't forget. That's very important. Don't forget. But the way I got it was, man, is just I reached out to him, and you know what I'm saying? If you reach out to people that are doing something that you want to do, they're going to give you the, at least if not the answers, they're going to give you the steps, you know what I'm saying? So I just took his steps and I kind of just manifested it myself. Like, I took what he told me and then I reached out to people. I did my own research and I kind of made it happen, you know what I mean? So shout out to Mad Motivation TV. I'm going to be on their set February 26th, Cuddy Live. On TV. So I'm thinking about changing my name from Cuddy from Cuddy TV to As Seen on TV Cuddy after I make my TV appearance. I think it's only right, you know what I'm saying? I'm still sitting on the idea though. It's not set in stone, but definitely shout out to my guy Kicking It with Ty. He's on, I don't know what channel he's on, but I know he's on TV. But if you follow him on Instagram, Kicking It _ with _Ty _, or look up Philly TV host, he'll probably pop up, whichever one of those. But you can check out his show. He inspired me, so I just want to, you know what I'm saying? You got to go after it. And he definitely gave me the tools to get on TV, and now I'm about to make my first TV appearance, and hopefully it turns into a big thing, you know what I mean? Hopefully ABC News calls me next, like, hey, can we do a fucking interview with you? And I'm like, of course you niggas can, you're ABC News. So that's the advice tip on that. Like, don't be scared, just go after it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many things that hold us back. Like, even this podcast, like, I make sure to do this, you know what I mean, every week to give you guys content because you want it. And it's like, I always wanted a podcast, and now that I'm doing it, it's like, it's easy, but you just gotta go out and do it. And even with the TV thing, like, it was really easy. Like, I had the resume already, so it was just a matter of time for me reaching out to somebody, and they're gonna see my value. So that's the same with you. People are gonna see your value if you put the work in and you have the resume. So, and then if you have a resume, then use it, you know what I'm saying? You're not far off from anyone else, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. So everything that I do, I just go after it. I try. Even if I fail, I'll go back and just, I'll keep trying. So that's my main advice to you. Just this week, if you want to do something, if you've been thinking about it all 2020, you're like, oh, I'm going to start. Just start. No matter whether it's good or bad, just start and see what happens and see where it goes, because it can only go up. You start at the bottom, but you go up. You don't start at the bottom and then go under the bottom. That's just not a thing. Unless you're not trying, then that's on you. So definitely try and just go out there and go after it, because now I'm about to be on TV. I've been in magazines. If you don't know, I'm inside of a video game. I said that in my pilot episode. You can click the link in my bio. Everybody beefs on all app stores. Make sure you play as Cuddy and send me a screenshot of it, and I'll post it on my page. Or if you go on my page, you'll see everybody who's already been posted playing as me, if you don't want to download it, but you should. Everybody beefs. It's a great game. It's a fighting game. It's good for kids. It's good for adults. It's good for if you're bored. It's good if you're not bored. It's good if you want to play a fucking video game. Or if you just want to play as Cuddy. Sounds like a reason to play for me. So, that's my main tip. And even with the video game thing, it was like I always wanted to be in a video game and I seen an opportunity and I went after it. I networked, I used the network that I have and I reached out and everything just worked out. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, again, going after anything that you want to do, you can do it. Like, I'm literally telling you this because I'm probably in the same position as you, or I've been there. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no position that you're in that I ain't been in. So I just overcame it. I stopped thinking about fear and started thinking about more accomplishments. So just think about more of what you can accomplish and what you can control versus what seems impossible. Because then the world seems a whole lot more possible when you start looking at things. So definitely just keep that inside of your mind that anything you want to do is possible if you just put your mind to it and you put the time in. Everything always comes back full circle. Always remember that. And I'm definitely, you know, we gotta start talking news now. This is why y'all come here. This is why y'all listen to me. Y'all wanna know my opinion on what the fuck is going on in the world, or you may not know, so you wanna find out, and you know Cuddy's gonna fucking tell you, because that's what I do on 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I give you the news, I give you my moves, I give you some advice, and then I give you the news. So, welcome to the news portion of 82 Seconds with Cuddy. If you've been waiting for this, I hope you enjoyed my advice. Advice and my moves. I mean, come on now. It's free. Look, I don't know if y'all know, so I'm gonna tell y'all. There's been a debate all week. Bow Wow versus Nick Cannon. Movie wise, who has better movies? And guess what? I got three movies from each person, and we're gonna talk about who I think is better. So Bow Wow first, of course, because your name starts with a B. Fuck it. Like Mike. He was in Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, and then a Johnson Family Reunion movie. Three dope ass movies. He's been in a whole bunch of other movies, but we're only doing three good ones. So your top three. Those are your top three. And then with Nick Cannon, you know, he got Drumline, he got Men in Black 2, and he got the famous Love Don't Cost a Thing. And then for like a equal tie, they're both in Roll Bounce. So like, I guess you can't really give that to either one of them because they're both in it and their names are both on the front cover. So who wins that battle? I guess who acted better? But then again, it was like, well, maybe his role was a little bit. We're not gonna talk about that. Look, who do I go with? Wow, because Men in Black 2 is my shit. Love Don't Cost a Thing. Like that is like a iconic classic movie. So it's like, can you really just throw that under the rug? Like Mike was a great movie. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, I hated him in that movie. So it's like, even though it's a notable mention, it wasn't a good role. You didn't play that role good. You, like, if we had to compare like Love Don't Cost a Thing and Fast and Furious, I'm gonna go with Nick Cannon. I guess Like Mike versus Drumline. Drumline was a popping ass movie. Like Mike was a popping ass movie, but it was popping because it was about Michael Jordan. Like, or at least that's what was in our mind when we were younger. We would think Michael Jordan, okay, this is a little Bow Wow. We ain't even really put into aspect that it's a little Bow Wow. We were just like, oh, this movie's so fucking dope. So, who do I go with? Damn. Who do y'all go with? How about that? Let's start with y'all. I want you to say your answer right now, and then I'm gonna say my answer. So I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. So, Like Mike, Drumline, boom, that's the first one. Then we gonna go Fast and the Furious, and for the second one, Men in Black 2. Yeah, we'll do the Men in Black 2 one. And then for the third one, the Johnson's Family Reunion versus Love Don't Cost a Thing. I mean, I'm gonna go you first. Okay, now my turn. We're gonna go Nick Cannon because he's a genius. I have to go with Nick Cannon. I like you, Bow Wow. You're cool. You're dope. I like what you got going on. You know, little Bow Wow and shit up. You know what I'm saying? With the dog paw. I always wanted a dog paw because a little Bow Wow. I used to be like, yo, I'm gonna get a little dog paw tattoo. But I never got hooked onto your movies. It just didn't. I'm not even hooked on to you now. So I just watched The Masked Singer And Wildin' Out's one of the top comedy shows in the fucking world. So it's kind of hard to say that you're better than Nick Cannon, if you ask me. I put it on Facebook. Other people say Bow Wow. I'm only going to say y'all are saying Bow Wow because of like Mike. If you can name another Bow Wow movie besides the ones that I named you versus naming a Nick Cannon movie before, I may give it to you. But I bet you you can think of a Nick Cannon movie before you think of a Bow Wow movie. And you can damn sure name a Nick Cannon show before you name a Bow Wow show. Come on, Wildin' Out. That's like, come on. There's no debate there. So I'm going to go Nick Cannon, creativity-wise. I think he's just an overall better actor. I think he puts more into his roles. Bow Wow's cool. You were cool when you were like 16. You're a grown-ass man now. Nobody's checking for Lil Bow Wow. I think you should change your name from Lil Bow Wow to just Bow Wow, actually. Just my advice, though. Who the fuck am I? I'm just a nigga who gives his opinion. Remember that. It's just an opinion, Bow Wow. So don't come at me. So that's my take on Nick Cannon versus Bow Wow. I'm going to go Nick Cannon. I feel like his movies are just better. He's still in the industry. So clearly that has to show for something. And statistic-wise, I mean, Nick Cannon sold more. So are you really better? In what way are you better? Moving on to the next subject, let's talk Deontay Wilder. Shit. So I was going to come on here and we were going to have a debate that Deontay Wilder is the best fighter ever. And that debate is kind of now in the trash now, I guess, because he lost last night. And he lost in such an embarrassing way that it's like, would Mayweather lose like that? Like, I wonder how Mayweather would lose. Like, it's like it doesn't even sound right, like Mayweather losing. So it was like, that's the person you were going against, and you lost way worse than what he could ever lose. I could never in my life, even the third round, I couldn't imagine Mayweather getting punched in his face in the third round and falling to the floor. I just can't. So the topic was going to be, was Deontay Wilder the best fighter in the world? Just to give you all a little bit of history. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this, if you don't know, Wilder has 41 knockouts compared to Mayweather's 27 knockouts. And he's working his way up to that close 50. He was at 42 wins. Would have been 43 last night if he would have won. Or I may believe he may be at 43 already. It's either 42 or 43. And he was like 7 wins away from, you know, reaching 50. So I thought it was only right we put him in the side of conversation of best fighter ever, right? You got to put him in there. If you're 7 wins away from the best fighter in the world's record and you got the same fucking record, but you have more knockouts, I think we're allowed to put you in a conversation for best fighter ever. But if you don't know, Fury won last night. And he, like, really won. Like, you know, like them wins where he could be like, nah, well, he slipped. Like, the nigga, he was choking him. Or, like, nah, it's one of those, nah, nigga, you lost. You should go check on your eye. Like, you gonna cry in the car type of lose. You know what I'm saying? So I guess we're not having that debate about Deontay Wilder. So this segment's kind of drawn up pretty quick. Deontay Wilder lost. He's now 43-1, 42-1. 42 or 43, you got a 1 next to it now. Mayweather still got a 0. So Mayweather's still the best fighter ever, and we're still waiting for somebody to come close. Well, now I guess we could talk about Fury. I mean, he's 30, you know, so 20 more wins. Maybe he'll be the next best fighter ever. I don't know. I just couldn't say Fury is going to be the best fighter ever. Even the way he was fighting, I was just like, you might have just called him on a bad night, G, because I don't know. Like, I just don't see you being the best fighter ever. So hopefully somebody comes by and fixes this. Deontay Wilder, you put up a great fight, though. I know you're a warrior. I know you wanted to keep going. But sometimes, nigga, you got to throw in the towel. And I think everybody in the world knew it was time for you to throw in the towel. So they threw it in for you. So that's that. Deontay Wilder took his first loss to Fury, and we're moving on to the next subject because that's about done. Pop Smoke. So Pop Smoke died. We all know. It's very, very tragic. I just want to get on a music tip. This is not no disrespect towards Pop Smoke. I send my condolences to him and his family, to all of the Woos, whatever. Is Pop Smoke comparable to Biggie Smalls, though? That's the real question. Me? Fucking no. Not even in one fucking degree. Not even like a quarter of a degree. Like, you don't even get a 0.0003 comparison to Biggie Smalls. Let me tell you why. So, just for the people who may not know, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to educate you niggas. That's why you niggas come to 82 Seconds with Cutty. To get educated. So, Biggie Smalls, before he died, he won 4 Billboard Music Awards. He won 1 Billboard Video Award. He has 4 Grammy nominations. And he has 2 MTV Video Music Award nominations. We're just talking awards right now. We're not going to talk about the 2 albums and how they did and him selling out shows and him. We're not even going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about the awards that clearly gives him a separation from Pop Smoke. If I had to compare somebody to Pop Smoke, Lloyd Banks. 50 Cent. That's the perfect comparison. Somebody said he was the voice of Brooklyn. Huh? What? You know how many rappers are in the game right now that are very, very successful that are from Brooklyn? You know how much of a slap in that face it is for a lot of artists? I get it. Look, we get stuck in this. Like, when people die, we got to let the world know that they were great. Pop Smoke was an amazing artist. He made the barbecue song for years to come. At every black person barbecue, you gonna hear, "Baby, welcome to the party." That does not mean that you are a legend and you are passing Biggie Smalls. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you listen to. I don't care what you know. If you are a real music head, you know there ain't no way in hell that Pop Smoke is Biggie Smalls. That's all I got to say about that. I definitely do want to compare him to Lloyd Banks, though. I feel like that was the best comparison. Their music is the same. Because Lloyd Banks is, like, under 50. And he was always, like, hot. But he was never, like, hotter than 50. You know what I'm saying? But he was hot. Like, he had his fan base. He was cool. He was at all of the award shows. You know what I'm saying? When G-Unit was successful, he was a main part of it. But until, like, we didn't get to see what he was going to do. So, this is just me just talking from what he's done. Not knowing what he was going to do, we're talking about what he has done. He is a Lloyd Banks. He is a 50 Cent. That's what he is. Not saying that those are bad people, because 50 Cent is a Hall of Famer. He's going down as a legend. And Lloyd Banks is still like a favorite. He's a New York sound. You're a New York sound. Do I think he was going to grow into being the main voice of Brooklyn? He had the potential to be. Do I think he could have been bigger than Biggie Smalls? He had the potential to be. But we just don't know. So, just to kill y'all comparisons, stop comparing Pop Smoke to Biggie Smalls. Because the only comparison I got out of those two is that they're both from Brooklyn and they both died in Cali. That's it. Music-wise, not even a conversation. Let's stop having it. Let's just understand when people die, we got to, you know what I mean? We got to celebrate their life, and we gotta love them, and we do, and we love you, Pop Smoke, because you gave us a hit. You gave us a couple of hits, but music wise I can't put you where Biggie Smalls is at, G. I just can't. Not in my heart, not even in my mind I can. So that's my take on that. Pop Smoke and Biggie Smalls, that's just where I'm at. Lloyd Banks, 50 Cent, G. Just take it and love it. And all of you listeners, I hope you can agree. I hope you see my music standpoint after just the nominations and awards that I showed you. And if you think it's not about that, I mean, then what makes you a legend if you're not making a change in history? You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. So I'm going to wrap this episode up on early because it's episode 2 and I got to go get ready for TV and... You know what I'm saying? I know you guys are arguing in your car, like, how you could just go and say that about Pop Smoke, G, like, y'all know, baby, welcome to the party. Trust me, I love the songs. I love his music. Still not Biggie Smalls. It's never going to happen. Sorry. I love y'all. It's been 82 Seconds with Cutty. It's another episode. The next one is going to be even better. So, because I'm going to give you guys the after me being on TV. See, this is the before me being on TV. So the next one that comes is going to be me after. So I want to know you guys' opinion. I want to know what y'all think. And make sure y'all, you know what I mean, share this with everybody if you enjoy it. I do this for y'all. So I hope y'all love it. And this has been 82 Seconds with Cudi, y'all. And I love y'all. We on.